This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors on Thursday approved $500 million in funding from the second round of the Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or READY 2.0. The Central Indiana region was one of six to receive the highest allocation of $45 million. Indiana Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg.
The region stepped their game up. I mean, this round, the competition was fierce, and we really used the expertise of the External Review Committee to weigh in on the macro trends going around the state, you know, what our team was seeing, but that was the biggest difference. Every region really stepped up their game, took the coaching and what they learned from Ready 1, implemented Ready 2, and it was a very, very tough decision, but we're very happy with the awards are.
Each region will also be eligible to receive additional funding from the $250 million gift provided by Indianapolis-based Lilly Endowment Incorporated to support blight reduction efforts and the creation of new arts and culture initiatives. The IEDC will now coordinate with each region to identify specific projects that will receive investment through their READY allocations. Check out what your region's allocation is at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. The Indiana State University Board of Trustees announced Thursday it has unanimously nominated Michael Godard as the university's next president. Godard currently serves as provost at Southeast Missouri State University, a role he has held since 2019. Godard is also a tenured professor of exercise science in the Department of Kinesiology, Nutrition, and Recreation. He succeeds Deborah Curtis, who in October announced her intention to retire after 6 years leading Indiana State. She is the first woman and second ISU alumnus to lead the university. The city of Fort Wayne is among the many recipients of $830 million in federal grants to support projects aimed at making transportation infrastructure more resilient to climate change. The funding was announced Thursday by the Biden administration. Fort Wayne is set to receive more than $3.5 million to stabilize 2,400 feet of the west bank of St. Mary's River using nature-based solutions to prevent further erosion that is threatening the collapse of Bluffton Road. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg talked about the need for the grant funding.
Over the last 3 years, we have seen far too many examples of transportation infrastructure being shut down or damaged by extreme weather, which is more extreme and more frequent in this time of climate change. So it's not an exaggeration to say that extreme weather driven by climate change is one of the biggest threats to our infrastructure, to quality of life and safety.
From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Indiana's housing market apparently partook in March Madness after it saw a double-digit percentage month-to-month rebound in closed home sales, new listings, and new pending home sales. The Indiana Association of Realtors said Wednesday that closed sales in March improved 21% to 6,208, new listings jumped 19% to 7,749, and pending sales climbed 13% to 7,172. While closed sales are 8% behind 2023, the association's analysis said the market is in a better place compared to last year, pointing to a 5% increase in new listings in 2024, inflation calming down, and more certainty among home buyers. Caitlin Clark's transformation from a generational college superstar to becoming the face of a WNBA franchise has been eagerly anticipated since Clark and the Hawkeyes began selling out arenas while getting record TV ratings over the past two seasons. That is expected to continue at the pro level. In Indy, Clark looks like the perfect answer for a franchise that's had 58 wins in the past seven seasons. Indiana opens preseason play May 3rd at Dallas, with the regular season opener set for May 14th at Connecticut. If all goes as expected Monday, Clark's home debut would come May 16th against New York, last season's WNBA runner-up. The Board of Directors for the Terre Haute Convention and Visitors Bureau has promoted Karen Dyer to Executive Director. Dyer succeeds David Patterson, who retired after 30 years with the organization. The Bureau said in her new role, Dyer will oversee the organization's marketing of the CU and Terre Haute brand, as well as strategic planning, partnership development, regionalism initiatives, and operations. Dyer said the Bureau is already planning for a busy summer with the Terre Haute Air Show, the Special Olympics Indiana 2024 Summer Games, and the opening of new attractions, including the Larry Bird Museum. Fertilizer manufacturer Nutrien Ag Solutions is donating nearly $850,000 over 3 years to the Indianapolis-based national FFA organization to support its effort in shaping future agricultural leaders. The annual amounts of $282,500 will support FFA members in competitive events, assist advisors in their professional development, and provide $10,000 of scholarships to national FFA officers at the end of their year of service. The funds will also support alumni chapter grants. TechPoint CEO Tang Gutti is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.